Something else.
But there's something else with that, too. And I don't think I can make this point enough. It's that that's half of your life. You know, that's part of your life. That's the career part of your life. That doesn't change the other half of your life, the part with your family. That's the only part that matters. You know, people don't get that. They don't understand that, and I said this in an interview recently, that people don't understand that I'd give back every word, I'd give back every book, I'd give back every penny, I'd give back all of it. Meeting Lucas, meeting Shirley, meeting... I'd give back all of it if somebody would give me back my brother so we could grow old together like we planned.
Right.
You know, and people don't understand that. Because I think people are way too often, and I'm the same way, I think it's just human nature. You're way too often looking at what someone else has and saying, well, if I could only get that. Whether it's, you know, getting books published or being a movie star or being a professional athlete or whatever. And the bottom line is that even if you get all of that, it doesn't change this. And this, the family, your kids, your wife, your husband, if you're a woman, or if you're a guy in Massachusetts, your kids, your family, your friends. This is what really matters, and the rest of it's window dressing.
Right.
So, yeah, but it is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I've had a good time with it.
That's great. Like I said, open up a lot of opportunities. Now you can get into stuff that you like doing.
I still like writing. I can't believe it after all these years. I still enjoy writing, and that's wonderful. I mean, plus, you know, being a writer, I got to watch my kids grow up. I got to go. I was the only dad at the afternoon games for the high school.
Right.
You know, I like my son playing hockey, and I go to the game, and it'd be me and one other dad, maybe, and all the moms, because all the other dads were working.
Right.
And most of the moms were working. But, you know, I could coach the teams, and I could be there. I got to watch my kids grow up, and that's a blessing.
Absolutely.
Because Now they're all grown, and they're all gone. They're all in college. All three of them are in college.
Really? And we also have the re-release of the Crimson Shadow omnibus.
Yeah, isn't that cool? They did an amazing job with that. I wish they'd made it hardcover, though.
Yeah.
But it's very cool. Very cool.
Would you ever do anything with that again, or no?
Again, you never say never. Right. I mean, I love Oliver. Not just my dog. I love the character in the books. You know, he's my highway halfling. I love him. And it's going to be interesting to see, because a whole bunch of people, I think, that... Now, those books have still been out, but, you know, they're old books. Those books were out in the early, early 90s, and a lot of them, they're hard to find.
Right.
So it'll be interesting, because I think a lot of people who maybe started with Thousand Orcs or whatever and now have read all the Dritz books are all of a sudden going to say, what's this? And they're going to read about Oliver and Luthien. And it'll be interesting to see the reaction of this next generation. Because unlike the Dritz books, which has been the transformation, you know, the Dritz books have always consistently been pounding along. So I saw the people who were 15 when they started reading them are now in their early 30s, and their young kids are reading them. Yeah. You know, so I've seen that transformation, but it's been a continual. It'll be interesting to see, without that middle part in any real form, with the Crimson Shadow books, it'll be interesting to see how the 15-year-olds... that, or even the 30-year-olds that didn't know about those books, all of a sudden read about Oliver, their reaction.
Right. And he's probably one of the best characters. he's the best.
He's the most fun. Right. He's one of the most fun characters I've ever done, I think. Yeah. Hard to write.
Yeah.
He's hard to write. But I'm looking forward to the good and the bad reactions. Because whenever I see things like that, what it does is it just tells me a little bit more about the world and where the world is. You know, is the world... post 9/11, Iraq war raging, Afghanistan raging, Iran threatening, Israel bombing Lebanon. Is this world that we're in right now going to like a carefree, rollicking sword and sorcery adventure? I don't know. Be interesting to find out.
Right.
Because that's what that is.
Right. So, all right. Well, thanks a lot.